Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, hello everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Oh, just holding on. I keep looking up at the sky.
Yeah, speaking about that, I wanted to read a little bit from the Bible. And we'll tie this in, I think, with some of the things we're going to be talking about. In Haggai chapter 2, "For thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and a dry land, and I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." So what's being spoken of here, of course, is the great tribulation period, where he's going to shake the earth. But it may go a little deeper than that, because there are those scientists who say that when you have a magnetic field collapse, when their fields reverse, the earth will shake. And, of course, that allows all the cosmic rays from the sun and from outer space to descend to the surface of the earth. So we're headed into some trouble. Isaiah 26, 19 through 21. "Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee." We're going to get into doors, that's portals. Anyway, "hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, shall no more cover her slain. Behold, the name of the Lord cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, his tongue is a devouring fire." Sounds very much like Planet X. "And the Lord," Isaiah 30:30, "and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm, and the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones." And Isaiah 34:2, "For the indignation of the Lord is upon all nations, and his fury upon all their armies. He shall utterly destroy them. He has delivered them to the slaughter." Zephaniah 3:8, "Therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy." Now, if you really take a look at all this, it boils back down to a cosmic wave and a destroyer coming inbound, and it reminds me of the Bulgarian prophet who said that there would be a wave of radiation fire that would pulse through the earth, and when it hit, people would vanish. And the people that were going to vanish would not be evolving upwards. And if you really look at what he has to say, it appears to me to be the rapture of the church. Now, there are those who claim that there is a rapture of the wicked. And that would be what Antichrist will have to say. When the church is removed, he will have to say that the wicked were the ones removed, that they could not partake in the next evolutionary leap up the ladder of God consciousness. And therefore, because they were a blight to humanity, and now we're even hearing comments from the New Agers and from the far left communists that it's the Christians who are holding back humanity. And this is exactly what this would be. We remove the evil seed. We remove the evildoers, which, of course, would be the Christians who are holding humanity back from the next evolutionary leap up the ladder. This is a strong delusion, by the way. And with what's going on now, this is one of the reasons I brought it up, and I know Larry has got some stuff to say about this, too, is that things are beginning to change. Here's a headline. Enigmatic rupture, in Earth magnetic field caused new types of aurora, NASA scientists reveal. The colorful lights adorning the skies at the North and South Poles have always been thought of as being the result of solar particles sneaking through the magnetic field of our planet, colliding with gases in the atmosphere. However, the aurora borealis spotted 3 years ago over the Arctic was actually caused by something else. NASA intern Jennifer Briggs, studying the physics at Pepperdine University, discovered a new type of polar lights or auroras caused solely by a crunch in the Earth's magnetic field. Isn't that interesting, Larry? Things are beginning to change, and they're going to have some form of explanation why all this is going on. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're exactly right. There's a lot of change, and and it's strange that reported today actually with Space Weather is a report. Here's the headline. It says Solar Cycle 25 is really coming as a reversed polarity sunspots appear in the sun. So that these backward sunspots belong to a new Solar Cycle 25, signaling the approach of a new solar maximum. And so it's odd. And of course, today also, or basically the same day, you know, posted report about this massive blizzard in Southern California and all this mass of weather that's coming in and going across the middle of the country. And what's so odd is, you know, I get many, many reports from people that say all the weather patterns, no matter where you are, they're off. They're not normal. They're not acting normal. Nothing's operating normal. And so we've got this going on. We've got the sun changing to the solar maximum, which puts us in danger, Stuart, from CMEs that we haven't had in a long time. But isn't it odd that the CMEs now, the CME threat is beginning to come around at the same time we have a threat of a polarity shift in the center of the planet, the pole shift, and which also means we're literally not going to have any protection from anything the sun shoots out.
Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why the Lord said that the time of trouble that was coming was unlike anything that had ever hit planet Earth before. What we could call it is a convergence of all bad things coming upon the earth. I wanted to read a little bit of something I wrote just before the show. Huge plasma events are coming as the electromagnetic frequencies are changing. Schumann residence has spiked all the way to 100 in transient spikes, but overall is climbing. Space radiation is increasing as sun solar minimum, and that's changing. New signs that cycle 25 has already begun, with negative polarity sunspots now appearing. The veil is thinning because the universes are separated by frequency. Therefore, we will begin to see entities of the lower frequency realms, and they will begin to appear more and more in very odd sightings of creatures, along with the release of the giants from underground. Remember Isaiah's prayer, "The giants not live again." Then we have the UFO enigma, and the arrival should be very soon. Disclosure will most likely be by the fallen ones themselves. Thessalonians in Revelation 12 all speak of the arrival of Satan and his fallen ones posing as God and his angels. The strong delusion to damn the human race because they rejected the simplicity of the gospel of salvation. If this arrival is similar to ancient times that they recorded, suddenly there were no warning signs, but these balls of light appeared in the skies, then descended and landed, and out of them came the star people. They first landed, of course, on Mount Hermon, 33rd degree parallel, as Roswell in the earlier landing in Texas. In fact, I don't think it was a landing. I think it was a crash. They had a UFO actually crash into a tower, and I can't remember the name of the town, and they claimed there was an alien buried there. And that was also on the 33rd degree parallel. Recall the recent movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still. This is the second one, where a brilliant ball of light descended into Central Park. Now, insofar as plasma events, we now know the ancient drawings we thought could be alien depictions were, in fact, plasma events. Huge bolts of lightning occur when planets pass one another at a close range. Hence, the huge rifts on Mars and the Grand Canyon here on Earth were most likely formed by huge plasma events, huge lightning bolts, and it's not like a flash. These plasma lightnings are, how do I say, they can last up to a minute or more. Probably as long as an hour. And what they do is they bounce from one planet to the other. Remember, we are in an electrical universe. And what was his name, Larry?
McCaney.
McCaney? McCaney, yeah, that's what he claimed. He's absolutely right. We are an electric universe. In fact, we ourselves are really nothing but electrical. Anyway, hence the huge rifts on Mars and the Grand Canyon formed by these huge plasma lightnings. They are not flashes like we see here. These are more like a welding torch, a steady bolt of plasma from one planet to the other as they pass by each other, and they carve out these huge rifts on the planet. And more and more scientists are beginning to come around. And they know perfectly well that this is what happened. And we're being lied to when they call a comet an ice ball. There's something a whole lot more to comets. They are an electrical phenomenon. And from an article, I can't think of, perplexing powers of heaven have begun to shake. Celeste Salome, she just issued this today. I want to read just a little bit of it. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was going to mention, I know Celeste Salome. By the way, I wanted to interject something and get your opinion, too. I had sent you a link earlier today that I found today. And if you'll remember, I had a friend, Sue Bradley. And
yes.
Sue Bradley, from the time I met her years ago, was literally almost on her deathbed all the time. She was very ill, very weak. Her body barely functioned, but she did a lot of work and spiritual work and work in paranormal from the spirit side. Really incredible stuff. She's one of those, remember, that she and I worked together on a image I had taken in Arkansas of something coming into the atmosphere that literally became three-dimensional in a photograph. And,
yep, I remember that.
Yeah, and she also was privy to a lot of things going on. And just before she died, she wrote this article and posted it in Steve Quayle's locker, I guess. It's Planet X, Nibiru, Gabriel's Fist by Sue Bradley. And I was reading, I'd just scanned it. I didn't read it really close, but I scanned it and sent you a link. And what was interesting to what you've already said is the fact that she said, as this incoming that's coming in, whether destroyer or whatever, it's going to also at the same time affect those below the earth and the portals on the planet. And so we're going to have arrival from both ends. As Stan Dale even says, he believes they'll come down and up at the same time. But she connects it with the arrival and the planetary changes that are going on.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about it. We are very, very close to something. Well, here's in this first article, there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and upon earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Now, this means that either we have a close approach of a body that is bringing the seas in to much higher degrees, you know, their tides. So these will be huge tides that will come in and inundate all coastal regions. In fact, we're already starting to get these weird tides. And we've also had places where the ocean kind of left and nobody had any explanation for it. Anyway, it says, men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, look up, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. That's Luke 21. And they get into lightning bolts. She gets in here, and I'll just read a little bit of it. It's a long article, as is the one Larry mentioned. There are other accounts from ancient men thousands of years ago around the world describing frightening scenes in vivid detail, petroglyphs, planetary lightning from the cosmos, electricity from the heavens that sharply cut, gouged, and etched depressions across the face of the earth. Each lightning bolt discharged was running wildly across the landscape, producing interwoven scratches or grooves. Dr. Robert Stoch, is it? The guy from Boston University? I can't remember how he pronounces that. Stoch, I guess. Famous for his weathering hypothesis on the Sphinx, has found both the scarring of the earth and ancient accounts from Egyptian witnesses. The ancients described as giant lightning bolts that knocked off the back of the Sphinx during the time of the great upheaval. Furthermore, he demonstrated that this could not have been an ordinary lightning or a meteor. The bolt was particular in that it only damaged the back of the Sphinx while leaving other monuments on the Giza Plateau untouched. Well, that would be an act of God, of course. All of it is, actually, but some of it appears to be extremely random. So then the question is, down further in the article, does Earth face the significant risk of a micronova or even a superflare? And the answer to this, I'm injecting, is found in Isaiah, where the moon gives off seven times the light than it does now, It actually gives off the light of the sun, and the sun is seven times brighter than it is now. That's either a micronova or a possible superflare. I guess from our point of view, we think it was a superflare. It is quite possible, as we share a similar electrodynamic. Instead of a surge from the surface of a magnetar, the surge of energy could come from the outside. And what she's talking about here probably is a cosmic wave can induce this sort of thing. And we're looking at trouble, folks. If you go and follow any of this stuff, the magnetic field is weakening. The poles are starting to wander much more rapidly. And we got troubles, and they're keeping it quiet. They don't want people to know about it. And that's what James McKinney wrote in his. He said, they're not going to tell anybody. So you have to, how do you plan for it? Well, in a way, you can't, right, Larry? I mean, how do you plan for not only supernatural events, but what we could call natural events?
Well, the only plan I know is pray for the umbrella of the Lord during those times. That's all I don't have a bunker other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Nope, you're absolutely right. That's it. That's why he says, I would that you would come under my wings, and I would protect you, but you would not. We got into that on our last show. Babylon could be healed, but she would not. She would not come under the protection of the Lord. In fact, she repudiates the Lord. And all you got to do is turn on your TV set and watch what's going on in Washington. You want to talk about a repudiation of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's horrendous what we're doing. And this report that Larry was talking about, for in his days the angels of the Lord descended on the earth, those who were named the watchers, that they should instruct the children of men, that they should do judgment and uprightness on the earth. Well, of course, they did just the opposite, but that's the story of the fallen angels. And it's a very, very long article, and maybe we'll get some time to get into it on another program. But it is fascinating, and she gets into the Black Swan event. Here's what she calls a black swan event. This is coming. She's absolutely right. The impact of the highly improbable. It is an outlier as it lies outside the realm of regular expectations. So let's call it what it is, paranormal, because nothing in the past can convincingly point to its possibility. It carries extreme impact. In spite of its outlier status, human nature makes us concoct explanations for its occurrence after the fact, making it more explainable and predictable. You're not going to be able to explain any of this, folks. It's not explainable. It's just flat not explainable. We are going to enter in to the paranormal and the veil thinning, and there's no explanation for it because they've been lying to us right along.
Hey,
government, Stuart, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to mention here, you're talking about the paranormal operating in our face, basically. What's interesting is the fact that, you know, these sprites that have been showing up for the last few years.
Yes.
And this is during the time we've been watching for this destroyer. They're becoming bigger, and they're becoming brighter. And now these sprites over certain cities like Oklahoma City and others, they call them from thunderstorms. Well, these sprites now go all the way up to the to space is how high they've gone so far, which is further than ever before. And it's like they continually increase. But we know they're going on, and they're not explainable. Nobody explains how sprites that are pink or red in color come out of the top of a thunderstorm and go all the way to space. It makes no sense. So there you are. There's one.
And then also at the same time, Stuart, we're getting many reports of a lot of ancient portal locations beginning to have magnetic anomalies and beginning to operate with paranormal activity. Nobody's ever seen this before. And one of them, I mentioned it on my blog today, and here's the headline. It's from strangesounds.org. Says, large magnetic anomaly found near ancient stone circles in Scotland. A magnetic anomaly has been found at the Torchachan Chaloness, located on the Isle of Lewis. And some of this information from Q Alerts and Steve Quayle and others, very, very interesting information, but what it's basically saying is that something has begun to act strange in a magnetic anomaly that's begun operating on the Isle of Lewis. Now, I have a friend on the Isle of Lewis, and I've emailed them, asked them if they're aware of this. But at the same time, Stuart, at, you know, strangesounds.org also posted recently new sounds that are happening in the skies over Egypt and Libya and other Middle Eastern countries that are so out of the realm of normal. People are screaming and running when they're hearing them. This is going on. And then we're also understanding and hearing of other portal locations. I do know a friend of ours that has something on their property, possibly a piece of a portal, where they can hear voices on the other side but can't see anything. They've recently seen a strange creature, a dog-like creature that's really too big to be a dog, that's acting strange, and nobody's ever seen it before, but it's suddenly around, and they've also, you know, heard things, and they're also losing cattle. So, Stuart, something really is going on, and it is paranormal, but yet it also dovetails into everything you've been reading about portals becoming active again.
Yep. When I was writing Frequencies, Book 1 and 2, folks, this whole thing is run by frequency. When mankind was created, they were at a very high frequency. In Genesis, where they partook of the knowledge of good and evil, I know a lot of people think that's just mythology and it's stupid and it couldn't possibly be true. Well, unfortunately, it is very, very true. What you have is two very powerful forces within your mind. That's why you have issues. That's why you worry. That's why you have doubts. That's why you have fears. That's why you have troubles in relationships. It is the knowledge of good and evil. Evil is a predatory force. It expands. It tries to devour. Good, on the other hand, like love, is kind of a passive force. It just simply is. And this is why that constant battle that people have. We know we should love, and we know we don't, as we ought. So this is part of that overall matrix. And when that happened, we descended into a lower frequency realm. That's the problem. We're in lockdown. Jesus Christ locked down the entire universe. It's right there in the Bible. It says so. The whole creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. The whole universe is subject to entropy, or the second law of thermodynamics. It's very scientific what the Lord did. So Jesus locked us down at the fall. He put the cover on the box. If you want to envision the universe just being thrown into a box, so Jesus puts a cover on the box, locks it up tight, and he is the only one who has the key. That's why he said what he said. You're in a prison house. You're a prisoner. He came to set the prisoners free. And yet humanity, because they don't understand the simplicity of it all, reject it as mythology when it's not mythology at all. It is absolutely true. Everything in there is absolutely true. What we're watching in all of this, the thinning of the veils, the UFOs, all of this that's going on, are just simply signs that the matrix is closing for this age. It's closing down. That's all it's about. And a lot of this stuff that we bring out, I know the news, is really diversionary stuff to keep you from escaping the matrix. I think the only thing a person has to do from the time they're born, essentially, probably more to the point, to the time that they are considered self-aware. I don't know, what is it, Larry? In Judaism, I think it's 13 that they're held accountable, something like that.
Yeah, somewhere along in there. Probably younger. I think it's not so much an age as a understanding.
Okay, yeah. Well, that would make sense. And when you come to that age, you're supposed to be trying to figure out, number one, what is life? What is it all about? Why am I here? Who am I? And what's going on? And unfortunately, probably 99% of the human race doesn't even ask those questions. They ought to be asking those questions, because if you want to get out of the matrix, you have to ask those questions. That's why Jesus said, ask, seek, knock, strive, labor, continue in my doctrine, and you will find the truth. And the truth will set you free. And if the Son of Man set you free, you are free indeed. What is Satan? The controller. That's why all of what you're seeing in a police state, the surveillance and all of that, what's it designed for? To totally control you. That's what the mark of the beast is about. Total control. Satan is the controller. Jesus Christ is the one who sets you free. And yet, for all that, people have paid no attention to it, particularly in the church. Apostasy, total apostasy. They don't have a clue as to what's going on, because they won't sit down and do what Jesus Christ told them to do. Study to show yourself approved. It's right there in the scripture. I don't know, Larry. Let's see. Let's switch subjects here. A top advisor to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the U.S. has absolutely no right to Syria's oil and warns of operations against American troops. What is that about? Are they going to attack?
Well, it's, you know, Assad is basically sold out to the Ayatollah. So
yes,
basically the Ayatollah owns his soul, if you will, and more Iranians are running Syria at the present time, really, than Syrians are. So what you're looking at, basically, Stuart, is the fact that this is the energy wars, and we've certainly moved into the area of the Kurdish oil fields and seized them. And we're, my understanding, the last I saw in intelligence reports, was that Trump was getting Saudi Arabian troops to come secure those Kurdish oil fields, and they were, he was going to give them, you know, to someone else, basically. And so we do, yeah, this is a, you know, matter of fact, when we removed ourselves from the American bases, Russia filled those shoes. And so Russia wants that oil. Turkey wants that oil. The Syrians, they'd love to have it too. You know, the Ayatollah wants the oil. Everybody does. And so they're energy wars. And at the same time, we've got all this going on. Turkey, I don't know if you followed it, but they've literally threatened to invade Libya and seize all the Libyan oil fields. And that's in progress, by the way. You know, Erdogan's building up a force of Syrian troops. You know, in other words, there's millions of Syrians, you know, in Turkey anyway. He's making them into an army and going to send them to attack the Haftar groups in Libya to seize the Libyan oil fields. Well, El Sisi, the president of Egypt, is so concerned that he's already sent armor and troops into Libya. So we've got another energy war building up in Libya with between Egypt and you know, the U.S. right now is not involved other than maybe some contractors, but we've got a deal building up right there. And at the same time, Turkey has seized basically and run the Israelis out of the Leviathan oil field area in the Mediterranean, and he's also declared it that area, the Mediterranean, off limits to Egypt and a number of those countries. Now, Egypt is also going to confront Erdogan over that. So we've just got a this chess game in the Middle East is building like nobody knows. And let me add this, and I'll give it back to you. In the middle of that, the last few days, I've been watching information from an Iranian, Russian, and Chinese collaboration of naval power that is built up, you know, around the Sea of Oman and the Strait of Hormuz. And these are missile frigate ships. And Israel is very concerned with this. And Israel, matter of fact, recently sent out data that they are preparing to go to war. They're going to actually have a general war. And matter of fact, Glazerson backs this up with a Tor code. He says that this war is coming between Israel and Iran. And what it seems to be on the side of it is the fact that Japan is sending, it's doing it for the U.S., I believe, an intelligence ship to monitor this war as it goes down, because Israel says it's going to go to war with Iran without allies. So all of this is building, and all we hear in America is, we just don't like the way Trump talks.
No. Well, they don't like the bluntness. They don't like what he says. He tells it like it is. And it might change an hour later, but he tells what he's doing. He's very, very shrewd. And he's kind of like a Putin. He's a chess player. And he plays with the left media. And they have never figured out yet that he's just playing with them. Because if things die down in the media, what does he do? He does something outlandish, and so the left will pounce all over it. It'll be all over the media. But what's going on? Trump is always on the headlines, good, bad, or indifferent. I don't think he cares one way or the other. It's amazing what Trump is actually doing. And we should thank the Lord that he put Trump in. For whatever reason, and I think we're going to find out a little bit later what that real reason is, but, you know, the Lord says, pray for your leaders, and Trump definitely needs our prayers. We are in a very, very dangerous period of time. If we get involved in a war over there, they're going to blame this on Trump, for sure. And everything else is Trump's fault anyway. If the sun rises, this is his fault. If he even wakes up in the morning, that's his fault, too. It's just amazing how they blame Trump for everything. But this is one thing he said about this deal over there about taking the oil. He said U.S. President Donald Trump repeated his assertion that he kept the oil, and he proclaimed, we can do with that oil anything we want. Like you just said, Putin would like to get a hold of that. We have no business over there, folks. If you read our Bible carefully, Habakkuk, Haggai, et cetera, you'll find out that what we're doing with Babylon, a.k.a. America, Babylon the Great, is called the hammer of the whole earth. And we do pretty much what we want. And with our military, however, that is soon going to be changing. And we think we're going to have superiority. By the way, speaking about that, Trump just assigned officially the Space Force. And that's kind of interesting in view of all the sightings of the TR-3B triangular aircraft. That according to Stephen Greer of the Disclosure Project, already know how to form portals
already know how to basically teleport from one area to another. And if you view the insiders, this technology is so radical and so far advanced that I remember Stan Dale was working with Ed Teller down there in Australia on these kind of anti-gravity devices, et cetera, et cetera. So the Space Force that he's signing into existence is actually probably a cover and an introduction to these kind of weapons that we know nothing about. What do you think on that one, Larry? It just seems odd that right now they're doing this.
Yeah, this is it's really interesting. All he's doing basically is unveiling the Space Force. Now, Barry Rothman has run some Tor codes, and Trump is linked with the Space Force, and so is this General Milley, who most recently took over as a he most recently took over the military, you know, all of it. And that's what's interesting. So we know the timing is right according to the Torah code for this to happen. Now, what's interesting, too, is we all know, or we should by now, anybody listening to us ought to know that the TR-3Bs and other, you know, space aircraft, you know, they've been going on for some time. And we've even used them a little bit in war off and on. We've got some videos of that. But when I was years ago in, you know, Idabel, Oklahoma, me and my wife were walking around some chicken houses for exercise, and one of the smaller TR-3Bs flew right over our head with blinking lights. And we just looked up at it and watched it go over. It had red blinking lights on the bottom of it, and it was shaped like a triangle. And then later, a couple of years later or so, we was living further north. You know, I saw one of the, and I told you about it, I saw a large triangle-shaped craft go over that was, it was also being escorted, as I, what I would call it, by fighter jets. And it blocked out the stars. You couldn't hear it and you couldn't see it, but it was black against the black sky, and it blocked the stars. That's why you could see it. And so we ought to know that we have a space fleet, basically. It's just secret. And Trump basically is bringing it out of the closet.
Yeah, I think so. And we have weapons that I'm sure this is all deep state, actually owned and operated. And they're going to, all the weapons that they have been doing or building or research and development, if you want to call it that, have probably have one goal. And that would be the New World Order control mechanism. And, of course, they do realize, folks, they do realize that we could very easily be invaded by so-called aliens.
Hey,
they're prepared for that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say what you're talking about right now is very interesting because some whistleblowers a few years ago actually said that, and some of these were some that were, they claimed they were involved in a space force that was working off planet, that you go into it for a few years and you come back. And anyway, the data that was coming in and linked to all that detail that I read indicated that our space force that we've created was basically to support the New World Order as it comes in and make sure this happens, and at the same time simultaneously work with the arrival people. And that's why, according to them, you had to have the 5G, because the 5G can actually operate interdimensionally and operate communications and AI between Earth Force and those from the interdimensional that's coming in.
Yeah. Yeah, this is going to get very, very interesting. It's all part of the strong delusion of Thessalonians, where the apex of the strong delusion is the arrival. And mankind, as I said before, thinks that this is God and his angels come in from another dimension, when in reality it's Satan and his fallen angels that are coming back. And it gets kind of complicated in some ways, but as I've always said before, if UFOs land and people get out of them and you're still here, it's not Jesus Christ. It's a deception. It's the apex of the delusion. But it's going to appear very, very real. I mean, you'll be able to, if one of these entities knocked on your door, you could shake their hand if they've got one, and it would be very, very real. This is not going to be, what would you call that, Larry? Kind of holographic. This is not going to be holographic.
No,
this is
going to
be real.
Yeah, and at the same time, Stuart, the Jesus that the Gospels speak of and the New Testament talks about, Jesus never needed a ship to fly in. He came in and out through walls, and he went up the sky when he wanted to, bodily.
Yep, that's right. And we are supposed to be meeting the Lord in the air. There are two arrivals, and the first one is in the air, where he comes back for his church. The second one is when he lands on earth, comes back to earth. And you can argue, is there 7 years in between, 3.5 years in between, a month in between? Doesn't really matter. The difference is that the Christians are supposed to be removed. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will return. And we have a covenant. I call it the return covenant, where Jesus promised, I will return and I will take you to the Father's house and you can be with me. This is the removal of the church. Well, Satan has to put a spin on this. The spin is that when that happens, those were the evil people that had to be removed because they couldn't keep up with evolution. They couldn't make that next evolutionary leap into the godhood status. That's what this is all about. Okay, Russia deploys avant-garde hypersonic missile system. This is deadly because we have absolutely no defense for this, do we?
No, we have no defense, and they've actually demonstrated this weapon, and now they've deployed it. So it's interesting to me, Stuart, that during a time that America, and Hal Turner posted a post on that tonight and said America is in great danger. And, of course, what's going on in Washington? Well, that ought to make you feel real safe and secure in your home.
Yeah, I tell you what, I can't imagine people really believing any of this stuff that's coming out of Washington. It's incredible. It's so lawless that you begin to wonder what in the world has happened to the people that they can't see what's going on here. It doesn't matter if you're an independent. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Excuse me. The lies that are coming out of Washington, and it's all diversionary tactics because they don't want you to see what's going on in the police state mechanism, in the surveillance that they're bringing in very, very rapidly. And there's all kinds of articles that are popping up. That's why they want 5G. 5G is actually a military frequency. And there are a lot of problems associated with it because of the frequencies that it has. These people know what frequencies are. They know what mind frequencies are, and they know how to tamper with that. And the only escape, I believe, one has is Jesus Christ himself protecting people. He knows who are his, and he knows who are going to be his. Those will be protected. The rest of the human race will not be. I mean, this is really, really serious business. I mean, when you're talking about the days of Noah and how the vast majority of people, and what was it, 8 souls were saved, the millions perished. Well, he said it's going to be the same way now. Millions are going to perish and go into eternal ruin. Why? Well, they wouldn't do what Jesus told them to do. They didn't understand what the situation really was. They didn't understand the matrix. They didn't understand they were locked in it, that they were in a prison house. So when a person dies, if they haven't solved this and gone to the key holder, which is Jesus Christ, they simply descend to a lower frequency realm. And if you follow people that do these paranormal investigations, they will tell you how sometimes they feel a chill, a coldness pass by them. That's a lower frequency realm. They're coming in from the lower frequencies. And because of the electromagnetic spectrum and what we were talking about before, how all of these spectrums are now changing and changing rapidly, the veils will thin and we begin to see all these weird, weird entities that will be coming through. We've already got a number of reports. In fact, 2019, Larry, was, I guess, the greatest UFO sightings ever. Have you heard any more about that? I mean, they're just all over the place.
Yeah, we've heard, you know, more and more seems to be happening, and the reports are coming in so fast you really can't even keep up with them. And what's odd is what we're watching seems to be this great surge, and it seems to be connected possibly with something going on the sun, you know, because there have been a lot of craft spotted around the sun, and at the same time, also spiritually, you know, Israel appears to be going into a time of trouble and war, and and at the same time, we've got trouble and the beginnings of war in the U.S., and a lot of times UFOs are activated just ahead of that for some odd reason. It's like it draws them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yep. Here's a headline talking about Virginia. Billboards warn Northam Bloomberg gun confiscation in 2 weeks. Folks, this is all about State Department document 7277, the taking of all the armaments and guns and giving them all to the United Nations. It's called Agenda 21/30/50, and what it is a total UN takeover of the United States, and it's happening right under the noses of the American people. It's being orchestrated out of New York, and it's also being orchestrated out of Washington, D.C. Deep state. Has anybody gone to prison yet? Is Hillary going to prison? No, she's probably going to be running for president. Clapper, Brennan, Pelosi, all these guys, they have committed sedition at the very least. So have been a lot of the newspaper chains. When you make up a story that's totally a lie for the purpose of unseating a duly elected president, you're guilty of sedition. Have any of these people gone to prison for lies, absolute lies? It's one thing to report that you don't like Donald Trump and he did this and he did that and it was real and he actually did do it and you just don't like it. That's one thing. That's not what's going on with major media. In fact, the book of Revelation calls them a bunch of liars. They are no way going to enter into heaven. They're liars. Those who love and make lies. If it's noted in the book of Revelation, it's because this is major media doing it. Yeah, go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, I was just going to mention what you're saying right there is very true. You asked the question, who's gone to jail? Well, Stuart, the only ones historically that I've been able to find out have gone to prison and been arrested and persecuted is supporters of Donald Trump.
Yes, exactly. Deep state is not going to arrest deep state unless they absolutely have to because of public opinion and it would benefit them to do so. It's kind of like Epstein and how he killed himself. What a bunch of garbage. The man did not kill himself. He was murdered. And it's just amazing how they spin this stuff. This whole thing, if he actually was murdered, why? Silence him. You got a bunch of pedophiles in Washington and elsewhere. You think they're going to allow that to come out? They'll kill people for that. They've done it many, many times, and it's going to continue. The Lord says this, evil men and women wax worse and worse. That should tell you where this goes. And the New World Order is evil on a golden plate, served up for people that are so stupid they don't understand what's really going on. And this is actually the subject of my next book on frequency, The Digital Lockdown. This is what the police state is. This is what the surveillance state is. This is what the Mark of the Beast is all about. It's about a total digital lockdown where your freedom, you don't have any. In fact, we don't have a lot as it is, but we're going to have no freedom. The only freedom you're going to have is to obey whatever they tell you to do. That's your freedom. Anyway, Virginia billboards warn Northam Bloomberg gun confiscation in 2 weeks. They're already getting ready, and they've already allocated money to bring this about and arrest those who, you know, try to resist. What do you think, Larry? I think that's where the revolution and the hot revolution may begin.
Yeah, that's and as you said, that this is exactly what the New World Order wants and the deep state. They want this conflict where they can literally bring the UN in as peacekeepers, and those that is actually an invasion in plan.
Yeah. Yeah. I see on your post you got Fox News, Blizzard, Southern California. Since when do they get blizzards in Southern California? What do you think of that one?
Well, I think all the weather's changed. I mean, even where you are right now, isn't it warmer than normal?
It was colder than far colder than normal. Now it's above normal, and we're supposed to get ice and snow here, I guess, beginning tomorrow sometime, going into Sunday and Monday. But the weather, folks, everywhere, earth changes. Earthquakes are really starting to ramp up, particularly in California. You want to get into that a little bit, Larry, before we leave?
Yeah, there's a lot of activity going on there. As a matter of fact, you know, they're talking about masses of storm systems that are preparing to even come down, like the polar vortex and such. But, you know, the weather's just gone bonkers, actually. And I know a lot of people are also reporting animals acting strange. And we've even had geese. We've still got geese here that are, they don't know which way to go. They're flying north, and then they're flying south, and then darn it, so they're going east. I mean, they're going all directions. It's like everything is just literally unable to have a concept anymore of where safety is.
Yeah, it's amazing how geese, I'll never forget it. I was flying a jet, and we were going into Omaha, I think. And it was kind of bad weather, but we were on top of the clouds, and there were a whole bunch of geese, a huge flock of geese, and they were flying in a holding pattern. I'd never seen anything like it. They'd fly straight, then they'd make a turn, then they'd come back, then they'd turn again, and they waited. And they flew around and around and around as we were. Actually, they were right under us because we were in a holding pattern as well. And as soon as a break came in the clouds, they knew where the river was. They descended down through the clouds. It's amazing how they work. And if the electromagnetic spectrum lines begin to change, they get all confused. And they don't know which way to go. So, yeah, anything else before we close?
Yeah, we can do it on another show. I found in one of Jonathan Gray's books a report of a time-viewing device. And we can go into that the next show. And also the next show, maybe, I was going to talk about a new book out. It's on my blog today. It's called Rigged. And it's like you open a door into 2020.
Very good. It's called Rigged, R-I-G-G-E-D.
Rigged, like remember Trump said the election was rigged?
Yeah, okay. Yep. Very good, folks. We've got so much news. I'll maybe try and come on again Monday We got to do more because things are just happening all over the place, and it's not being reported. So anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on and briefing us. Lot going on, folks, everywhere. You're not hearing about it. It's just not happening. We don't get told about these things. So anyway, thanks a lot for listening. Take care. Heads up. Your redemption draweth nigh. Good night.